For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. This week in Kentucky politics, the lawsuit over the new pension law was argued in court and other updates. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton has this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Early this year, Republicans advanced a version of the pension bill that stalled after intense opposition from state workers, especially teachers. Republican leaders of the legislature repeatedly said that the pension proposal wasn't going to pass this year. Then, on one of the final days of this year's legislative session, a new version of the bill materialized and swiftly passed out of committee and then both chambers of the legislature in a matter of hours. Governor Matt Bevin's general counsel, Steve Pitt, said the speedy process is necessary in order to pass important legislation at the end of a legislative session.
They have to be able to use the time-honored practices because things come up and consensus is reached and agreements are reached at the end of legislative sessions, and there have to be vehicles on which to make those decisions and pass those laws.
State law requires bills to be formally presented on three separate days before they're eligible to be voted on. The lawmakers frequently override the rule. Attorney General Andy Beshear has sued to block the pension bill from going into effect in July, arguing that parts of the legislation violate state worker contract rights, but also that lawmakers broke the rules when they passed it.
When the legislature did things the right way, a transparent way, the people showed up and told their government not to pass a bill, and it didn't. So what happened? Basically, in secret, excluding the public, they passed it the last day, changing a sewer bill into a pension bill and ramming it through in one day.
During the hearing on Thursday, Franklin Circuit Court Judge Philip Shepard said the lawsuit raises questions about whether lawmakers were allowing an open and transparent legislative process. Republican leaders also waived the requirement for the bill to have an actuarial analysis, an estimate for how the bill would affect the state's finances. After the bill passed, they revealed an analysis that said the bill would save the state about $300 million over 30 years. Meanwhile, the state's pension debt is about $37 billion. In other news this week, Kentucky's new education commissioner, Wayne Lewis, made his first presentation to the State Board of Education in his new position. He unveiled his priorities for the job, including a push to open charter schools in Kentucky.
The greatest gains that we see for public charter schools are in low-income urban communities, particularly with low-income children of color. Now you tell me, what is the population of students that we are struggling to meet the needs of?
Lewis was hired in April after Governor Matt Bevin's appointees to the State Board of Education gained a majority of seats for the first time. The new board forced out former Commissioner Stephen Pruitt, who had 2 years left on his contract. One of Lewis's first actions was to release a scathing audit of Louisville's public school system, recommending that the state take over the management of the district. The Jefferson County Public School Board has appealed the recommendation, which means there will now be a public hearing later this month where Lewis and the local board will make their case for and against a takeover.
I welcome the opportunity to make the case to you that Jefferson County Public Schools should in fact be a state-managed district.
Also this week, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell continued to voice concern about a trade war after the Trump administration slapped tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the European Union, Canada, and Mexico. Here's McConnell in an interview on Sirius XM.
I think the best tool for those of us who are concerned about this, you know, devolving into a full-scale trade war is to continue to try to convince the president that we need to not let this go on too long or go too far.
The EU, Canada, and Mexico have indicated they'll retaliate with their own tariffs that directly affect Kentucky industries like agriculture, car manufacturing, and bourbon. That's it for your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.